Let's get right back into our interview. Again, if you've just joined us, if you actually just started to watch and didn't hit the stream interruption, we've got Nama, the winner of DreamHack StarCraft II. Great competition. And Slasher, I believe the floor was yours, and Nama was just about to answer questions, so let's re-ask and go from there.
Yeah, so did you think you were going to, like, what was your expectation going into DreamHack? Because you weren't even invited until the very end, right?
Yeah. Well, at first, my goal was to get through from the group stage. And then I was just playing one game at a time. So I didn't expect to make it to the finals. I was just focusing on one game at a time, so I didn't really even think about it, to be honest.
Did you like that format, by the way? Was it okay for you just to like go into a game and be done with it, or would you rather have played best of threes with all these guys?
You mean the group stage?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that it's easy for Terran to play safe, so I was the best of one was fine for me, because Terran is easy.
Right on, right on. Well, at least an honest answer, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You actually had, I mean, I don't know how much easier it is. Like, maybe you would tell me, but you had a relatively easier bracket. Maybe you played Dark Force and Servant as your first two players. What were your thoughts, yeah, both those matches?
I wasn't really that confident against Dark Force because he used to beat me like in ladder and in real matches, like the past 2 months or something. So I wasn't confident against him, but I got like lucky positions, like in the game 2. It was near position, so I all-in'd him. So I think I got lucky against him. But I think that Dark Force and Servant weren't really the best players in the grid, so I was lucky. Yeah.
Now, I mean, going up against Top must have been your, I don't know if it was more stressful than the final, also playing a teammate and how that goes. You probably knew him real well. But, you know, taking out the Korean, the only person to do that in the entire tournament. I mean, he did lose in the best of one to Tyler one time, but not in the best of three. So what were your nerves going into the game?
Not really. I just, I felt like I have a lots of stuff to show against him, so I got really nothing to lose, because it's not a shame if you lose against Korean. So I was just getting more strength from the fact that he's Korean and came all the way from Korea to play this tournament. So I wanted to show what I am capable of, so I wasn't that nervous against him. And
how about the win, though, Nama? Like, what did that win feel like? Because certainly there's got to be, you know, we always get this, like, adrenaline rush when we win games.
Yeah.
But to win versus an opponent like that, how did that feel?
Yeah, it was really big for me, really exciting. I felt, it was, after I won him, I just jumped in the air and was hugging everybody. So I was really happy after that. So winning the whole tournament was like smaller thing for me than winning against Top. So the final was like, I'm used to this when I've won the finals after beating Top.
Now, do you think you have a strong TBT? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think that Top just, I knew how to counter his build, so I don't think that I have a strong TBT. I was once again lucky, because because of his build. I think that I wouldn't win against players like Phoenix or the Muslim in the finals. I think that they are way better than me in TBT.
Now, I want to ask you about the little theater that the broadcast was done in. And we're seeing, the viewers are seeing a picture of it right now. There was obviously a ton of energy in that room. A lot of people, a lot of cheering. This question is two parts. How did that feel? Have you ever been in a competition with that sort of crowd? And then also, how does it make you feel that this is what StarCraft II is offering right now?
Yeah, it was really amazing to play in front of such an awesome crowd. And I have never been in a big tournament like this, so it was new to me. But I didn't really get nervous because of that. I was all once again getting the feeling that now I'm going to play my best to show it for the people.
You were able to funnel that. Go ahead.
What?
Have you been to a major LAN before?
No. This was my first one.
Oh, this is your first major LAN. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I want to ask a couple questions about the finals. I remember seeing a shot while watching the finals of you after going up 2-0 in the finals against Mana. And I think we actually saw like a Nama fist pump. Like, yes, I feel so good about the two games that I just won. And then of course we had a little comeback 1-2 coming out from Mana. Like, what was your feeling right there at that point? When you had just taken two games, you had the chance to take a third. And then what was your feeling when all of a sudden it came down to the rubber match, the last game?
After the two first games, I was like, I felt like I can do anything and still win. So I was like trying to mix things up with the Reaper opening and going for a more passive style. Yeah, I was really confident after the two maps. I was like, I'm going to win this tournament for sure. Just only one map, and I win. But when he got tied 2-2, I was really afraid to lose. But I just went back to my old style in the game 1 and 2 because it was effective. So, yeah.
What do you think about
go ahead.
No, go for it.
Well, everyone in chat wants us to ask the coin flip question and your opinion on the concept of coin flips for going through or not going through, depending on how the flip turns out. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it was really, really unfortunate for Bishu because he kept beating Sokka in the tiebreakers, and I always beat Bishu, and Bishu beat Sake, and Sake beat me. So it was like everybody deserved to go through from the group, but it was a stupid thing to do, the coin flipping, but if they couldn't do it in any other way, I mean, the admins, then why not? I mean, if it really was the only way to do that situation to handle it, then it's okay. But I think that they could have maybe made a second, I mean third tiebreaker for us. I think that they said that there's no more time, but I think that after we played there was time to play more.
I actually want to know, what do you think about Mana's Storm play against you, especially in the third and fourth games, where he was able to... He held off a contain that you had for, I don't know, 20, maybe 30 minutes, and came back in game 3, and then used a lot of that in game 4 as well. And we don't really see a whole lot of that in PVT. Do you think that'll be... happening more now?
You mean storm play? Is it going to be happening more now? Well, I think that it wasn't the storms themselves, but the combination of Colossi and storms. It's really effective against Terran. But in the game 3, I didn't make any ghosts. I think that I could have won it easily if I made ghosts. Because I had, you know, the situation where I had my gold and I cancelled his gold. And I had like 10 tanks on the map in the third game. So I think that I was in a so big lead, but threw it away because I didn't make any ghosts. And in the game 4, he played really nice with the storms and Colossi. And I had a bad micro, so that's why he owned me.
But obviously learning from those two games and coming back and, you know, dealing with it. Very nicely done. Was there any issues in there knowing that you're basically playing against a teammate who you have played a lot of games against?
I think there was issues for him because I pretty much know what he's gonna do. He usually plays the combination of Colossi and High Templars, but I play like different strategies so often, so he couldn't really know what to expect from me. I do like different stuff all the time against him. So I think it was favored for me because playing against a teammate and a player that I know.
Huh. No, that's an interesting perspective because a lot of people just say, yeah, it's hard because I play so many games against this guy. You got to figure out what can do differently, but that's an interesting perspective. So, well, I want to talk a little bit about the future of Nama, but before we do that, do we want to talk any other DreamHack questions, Slasher?
No, I was going to go into the future.
Okay,
too. Well,
go ahead.
Since we're talking about Mouse Sports, I mean, you guys got first and second here. Morrow's in Mouse Sports too. He won Gamescom. So Mouse Sports has won every tournament they have attended. No, they have not attended one MLG tournament yet. So, I mean, what are your thoughts going into the future? Do you want to go to Korea? Do you want to do the international scene? Are we going to see a Mouse Sports team expand?
Well, basically, I want to do every tournament possible, like MLG, European events, Korea. Everything is...
Well, you probably can't do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, but I think I want to go to Korea, but I'm not sure if Mouse sends me there in the future. So I don't know what's going to happen.
But you do have aspirations to go to Korea at least to maybe give GSL a shot?
Yeah, just to give it a shot.
But a lot of players are also saying that, you know, they feel like they can have a very successful year just by going to the MLG events or doing the IEM stuff as well. You know, Tyler is one of those guys. I'm sure he would love to go to Korea, but he's also like, you know, considering school, family, this and that, real life, you know, being able to go to the other international tournaments is it doesn't necessarily lock you down as much.
Yeah, I think that it's easier to be successful in Europe and in America, like playing for the events you said, MLG and IEM and stuff like DreamHack. It's easier than to play in Korea. But I have already been successful, so I would like to go to Korea, even though it wouldn't be the best choice, maybe. So just to give it a shot and try it out.
No, I can respect that a lot. I really can.
I have a more of a historical question, but it definitely leads towards your future. You know, being an ex-Warcraft 3 player, how do you feel? Because a lot of people are talking about the Grubbies and everybody else who's talking about switching over. You made the switch. You obviously you can't talk about anybody else but yourself in logistics sense, but how do you feel your experience in that game is helping or hurting, detracting from playing StarCraft II?
Is it hurting my SC2 play that I play?
Or helping, like either way, like you might find you have some bad habits because of Warcraft III, those kind of questions.
I have, it's easier for SC1 players to understand the game and when to expand and when to make more buildings and like production, you know. But for Warcraft 3 players, it's easier to micro. So, but I have, since the start of the beta, I wasn't really like doing the typical Warcraft 3 style, like one base all the time. I played like always like macro style just to learn how to play it. So I think that I don't have any worse macro than SC1 players right now. So I think it's pretty even.
Okay.
But I think that my micro could be maybe better than the SC1 players have. So I think I have an advantage because I practiced macro style so hard in the start.
Do you think this might continue for Warcraft 3 players? I mean, the StarCraft 1 players in Korea at least are going to have the highest, you know, APM micro out of anybody. But do you think that the international Warcraft 3 players are going to have it better than the international StarCraft players?
Well, SC2, it's not so hard to play. It's once you reach a good level, you can like beat everyone, lose against everyone. So think that it's gonna be even between SC1 and Warcraft 3 players, but or maybe a small advantage for Warcraft 3 players, because as I said, I think it's easy to learn how to macro if you have fast fingers, but it's maybe hard for the SC1 players to learn how to micro something. Well, I don't really know about that, but something like that.
Yeah, and it's always going to be changing too. You know, I mean, one thing to take into consideration is that everyone seems to be starting out of the gate. Like, granted, you can take all the Korean history that there is with Brood War and even some of the history that's there in North America and Europe. But with StarCraft II, everyone's kind of starting the same out of the gate. And at least there's enough interest in Europe, in North America, in Korea. You know, they have one thing, but all the weekly cups that I see out of Europe, out of Korea, out of North America, you know, there's a lot of opportunity, you know, for guys to play and get better, too. So I really like that. But anyway, Slasher, any final questions as we start to wrap up here?
No, I think I'm good. Just like to say congratulations again, winning DreamHack, first major international LAN. Though someone has tattled on you and said that you went to DSR Rack LAN in Copenhagen. So technically, it's your second big LAN.
You can't compare the two, can you, though? I mean, that room
really,
DSR Rack.
At DS Rack, there was only the players and the admins. No crowd like this, and the stream had so much less viewers than at here. So also the prize pool is like 10 times bigger. It was like 1,000 for the winner at DS Rack. It wasn't really that big, but it was actually a cool event.
You also weren't playing in front of like several thousand people, I'm sure, were you? Or maybe you were.
There were maybe thousands of people watching the stream, but like 10 people watching the
matches there.
The game. Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, I was only kidding anyway.
You're such a bastard, Slasher.
He's
always
trolling.
Gotta be a. All right, one final question is: I've got you holding up your first prize check there for a lot of.
Kroner. Yeah, their picture too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll do that one first. This is an action shot that I was given from Slasher. I gotta make it bigger here. Apparently, you almost dropped the trophy, or did? Is this?
Yeah, I dropped it.
You
and
dropped
it. Broke.
It broke.
Yeah.
And so the first thing you're going to do is buy yourself a new trophy with that money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's Slasher made me do it. I swear to God, Slasher made me put it up there. But okay.
Well, it's nothing. It's really funny.
Slasher definitely likes it. But you just tell Slasher I won 100,000 kroner and I'll kick your ass any day in StarCraft 2. And
yeah.
There's nothing he can say, so.
I won 100,000 kroner with a coin flip.
Good answer.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's good. What a great way to end it. All right, man. Well, hey, we're going to be keeping a close eye on you, man. Congratulations once again. Nama, you really put on a great display. Everyone agreed that the final was epic. So you guys, along with Mana, really did some great work there. Congratulations for winning all the money. And don't spend it all in one place, sir.
Okay, I won't. And thanks for interviewing me.
Yeah, no problem. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, good guy. Good guy. I like that he's very honest about it. 100,000 kroner off a coin flip, baby. Although you can't take away. You can't take
he
away.
He earned quite a bit of it himself without a coin flip.
Absolutely. So absolutely. Yeah. He earned a lot of it. But, you know, like I said, at least he's honest.